So let's review. Zakh the Mishnah, Yayin Nesach Aser v'Eisur b'chol shu. Yayin Nesach, wine of a non-Jew, is forbidden in all benefits, and if even a minute amount of Yayin Nesach mixes into other wine, the entire mixture is forbidden. The Mishnah qualifies and elaborates that the above ruling applies only when it mixes with its own kind. Yayin b'yayin umayim b'mayim b'chol shu. If Yayin Nesach mixed with permitted wine or water that was poured for Avodah Zarah mixed with permitted water, the entire mixture is forbidden regardless of that amount. But yayin b'mayim umayim b'yayin b'noisin tam. If yayin nesach mixed with water or water poured for avodah zarah mixed with wine, the mixture is forbidden only if there is a sufficient amount of iser to impart flavor into the heter. Ki'asa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yechanan, the Gemara cites a ruling of Rav Yechanan which, as relayed by Rav Dimi, apparently contradicts our Mishnah. Rav Yechanan says, Hama'ara yayin nesach mechabes labar, afila kolayim kulay, rishon rishon batal. If someone pours any amount of Yayin Nesach from a barrel into a cistern filled with permitted wine, every drop of Yayin Nesach becomes nullified as it enters the cistern, and the mixture is permitted. However, our Mishnah says, Yayin Nesach Aser V'Eser B'Kol Shehu, a minute amount of Yayin Nesach forbids an entire mixture. The Gemara differentiates and explains that Rabbi Yechon refers to where the Konofal Isur L'Gav Hetera, the forbidden liquid fell into the permitted liquid and so it became nullified, while the Mishnah refers to where the Konofal Hetera L'Gav Isura. The permitted liquid fell into the forbidden liquid, and so the entire mixture is forbidden. Accordingly, we must explain, Kula masnitin hetera lagoi isura. The entire Mishnah is discussing where the permitted liquid fell into the forbidden liquid, and so yayin b'mayin b'noisin tam, the konofal chamer de hetera lamaya de isura. This refers to where permitted wine fell into forbidden water, while mayin b'yayin b'noisin tam, the konofal maya de hetera lachamer de isura. This refers to where permitted water fell into forbidden wine. However, Ki'asa Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar Rav Yechanan, he qualified this ruling of Rav Yechanan as follows. Amar Rav Yechanan, Hama'ara yayin nesach mitzartzer katan labar, filakoliyim kulay, rishon rishon batal. This halacha that every drop of yayin nesach becomes nullified as it enters the cistern is only dafka delay nafesh amudeha, although the nafesh amudeha lay. This is only if it drips in slowly, but if a large amount of the forbidden liquid is poured in at once, it does not become nullified. Ki'asa Ravin Amar Biyechanan, Ravin cites Rabbi Yechanan as ruling on a different case. Yayin Nesach Shenofel Labar, Venofel Shom Kitun Shalmayin. If Yayin Nesach falls into a cistern of permitted wine, and some water falls in as well, Royin Nesach Heter Ki'ilu Enoi, Vashar Mayim Ravin Alovim Avatan Laisei. We disregard the permitted wine, and the water can nullify the smaller amount of the forbidden wine. And Ki'asa Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Amar Biyechanan, he qualified Leishanu Ela Shenofel Kitun Shalmayim Tchila. This is only if the water falls in first. In this case, we say that the water can nullify the lesser forbidden wine. But as Rashi explains, chamra loy mevatel chamra, the permitted wine would not nullify the forbidden wine because Rabbi Yechon understands the Mishnah simply that min b'mina b'mashu, even when the kanofal isur l'gohetera. Avaloy nofal sham kitin shal mayim tchila, matze min es mina b'neir. However, if the yayin nesach fell into the permitted wine before the water did, then the similar items, the two types of wine, combine, and the water cannot nullify the larger amount of the combined wine. The Gemara cites a machlekes. Yayin nesach shenofel labar v'nofel sham kitin shalmayim. If yayin nesach fell into a cistern of permitted wine, and some water fell in as well, Chizkia holds higdilu be'isur aser, higdilu beheter mutter. If the yayin nesach fell into the permitted wine, regardless of when the water fell in, the water could not nullify the wine, because l'chizkia lesle royin esaheter kilu enoi. Chizkia holds we cannot disregard the permitted wine which is already there, and so it combines with the yayin nesach and does not allow the water to nullify it. But if the permitted wine fell into the forbidden wine after the water fell in, then the water already nullified the Yayin Nesach and the permitted wine no longer combines to forbid the mixture. However, Biechanan says, Afil higdila bi'isr mutter. Even if the forbidden wine fell in later, the mixture is permitted because l'Rabbi Biechanan islay royin esaheter kilu enoi v'hashar mayim ravin alavu mevatan loisai. Biechanan holds that we can disregard the permitted wine and so the water nullifies the lesser Yayin Nesach. Similarly, Rabbi Yechanan ruled Beis Kaisis, Echad Shal Chulin Me'echad Shal Truma, Umazgan Ve'irvan Zebezeh. If someone properly diluted a cup of Chulin wine and a cup of Truma wine and then mixed the two cups, Royin Esahetr Ki'iloi Einoi, V'Harshar Mayim Ravn Alavim Avat Laisei, we disregard the Chulin wine and the water then suffices to nullify the Truma wine. The Mishnah concludes by formulating a general principle, Zehaklal, Min B'minoi B'mashu, V'Shaloi B'minoi B'noisin Tam. A minute amount of a forbidden item mixed into similar items forbids the entire mixture. But if it is mixed into dissimilar items, it only forbids the mixture if it imparts flavor. The Gemara cites a machlekes. Rav Shmuel holds, Zeh haklal, lasuye kol isurin shebatera, b'minon b'mashuhu shalei b'minon b'noisin tam. This principle serves to include all isurim, and that a minute amount of any isur mixed into the same type of item forbids the entire mixture. However, Yechanan v'Rish Lakish hold, kol isurin shebetayra bein b'minun bein shalei b'minun b'nois n'tam. Most isurim forbid an entire mixture, whether of the same or of different types, only if they impart flavor. Chutz mitevel v'yayin nesach b'minun b'mashu v'shalei b'minun b'nois n'tam. Except for tevel and yayin nesach, which forbid an entire mixture of similar items with even a minute amount. Therefore, zehaklal lasuye tevel. The Mishnah's principle serves to include tevel. The Gemara explains, Yayin Nesach Mishum Churma Davidis Kechavim. The halacha of Yayin Nesach is more stringent because of the severity of idolatry, and Tevel Kehitera Kachisurei. The halacha of nullifying Tevel follows its original prohibition, and Chita Achas Peteras Asakri, even a single kernel of Truma, can be separated for an entire crop.